Hello, welcome back to Northwest Orbit. I'm Phoebe, and you're listening to the last episode of our spotlight of Kim and Ryan of Smoky Brights. This week by listening to the band discuss the wide range of music that they grew up listening to in Seattle.
Built to Spill, like I mentioned, like probably would anytime they played in Seattle would buy a ticket. The Briefs, this band on Dirtnap Records that was just like just loud, new wavy, drivey, kind of Devo-ish punk. I love that band so much. Like me and my friends are dressing like them, you know.
I mean, I had a sort of different pool I was drawing from because I got really into hip hop and R&B when I was in middle school, and kind of like that was more my driving musical taste until, I mean, and I grew up listening to a bunch of grunge too, of course, and like, you know, your classic bunch of the bad new metal bands when that was a thing. Yeah. I definitely on that Limp Bizkit record. But you know, we all have our growing, our evolutions.
Like, there are things that, like, I think we both really grew up on that. Like, I'm only now being like, you know what? This is super good. Like Cake,
dude,
and
yeah.
Sublime,
Cake and Third Eye. Like, oh my God, yeah.
Third Eye Blind.
Just listened to Freedom on Tour, and everyone was like, yes.
There's certain stuff that, like, you know, just it just gets printed.
Did that Third Eye Blind record, like the self-taught, like just that Fiona Apple. I mean, all of that, like.
We're like, yeah, the 90s.
Alanis Morissette.
Strong imprint.
Yeah, oh, deep.
Yeah.
Deep.
Kim and Ryan described what they think makes their music sound like Seattle.
I think there's a lot innately Northwest about us. I don't think we could even shake if we wanted to. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're a rock band, but like, our arrangements aren't really like the standard rock thing. And like, we don't really reward that, nor do we want to hear it here in the Northwest. We want a rock bands to sound, you know, man, unique, like sound like you. I'm not saying like we are authentic, but like we do sound like us. And I think this region really gives bands opportunity for that. And like, that's what we're stoked on, you know, as a, like when I see my friends form a band and I'm like, that's that weirdo and that weirdo doing this together. And it's so cool. And, you know, so I think in that sense, you know, we're not playing the straight country thing or the newest sound version of rock and roll. We're us. And that is very Northwest, if you ask me. And but beyond that, like, I don't know, we all grew up in like the kind of just grunge world. So like, no matter what you do, it's got a little taste of that in your harmonic choices and how loud the guitar is and
little moss on everything.
Yeah, we always call it like everything in the Northwest is it's like a little mossy, you know.
Yeah.
But like in a cool way, like you see like a beautiful building covered in moss, you're like, gorgeous. Strange.
Shores is the latest release from Smoky Brights. We got to hear the scoop on how the song came to be, a story involving everything from hot tubs to mushrooms.
Ocean Shores is about really a specific trip that we took to Ocean Shores it was in May of 2021. And it was pretty deep in the pandemic sads for me. And, you know, had been there for a while. And Ryan and I rented this Airbnb out on a canal of Ocean Shores, because, you know, there's the coast and then they have these man-made canals. So we went out, and our other two friends were going to join us for the later nights, but the first two nights was just us. And we got to this house, and it was just kind of sad. Like, everything about the house was just sort of sad, and I was already in this sad place. And then the weather was just, like, really dark and stormy, and, you know, I just started getting to this mental space where I was just, like, really, really getting down on myself. And then we took some psilocybin mushrooms, and we sat in the hot tub of this Airbnb, which was just full of bleach. Like, it smelled.
It was just like in the driveway where everyone could kind of look at you from other houses.
Like, chain link fence around it.
And then just so full of bleach that, like, your clothing would turn and your skin would turn.
Yeah. And
a strange color.
You know, the whole time we were like, what's going to happen on this trip, man? It's going to be crazy. And we ended up just sitting in this hot tub and talking about our feelings for like 6 hours. And it was one of the first times I had really expressed fully how I was feeling. And it, you know, it was like, I started getting this mantra where, like, I got out of the hot tub and was walking through the house, and I was like, I'm not this house. I am not this house. I'm not this sad. And so that was like, that's the Bridget song. And yeah, so it's sort of, it's really
it's
about
a standard, like, coastal Washington mushroom depression song. Called Ocean Shores.
Ocean Shores.
that's it for our spotlight of Smoky Brights. I want to send a big thank you to Kim and Ryan and all the artists that we've had the pleasure of interviewing. You can listen back to this episode and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Smoky Brights, including merch and show dates, check out their website, smokybrights.com, or keep up with them on Instagram. We'll see you next week.